Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
When the Land of Promise's borders were described in Numbers 34, they included territory to be given only to, quote, the nine tribes and to the half-tribe. For the tribe of the children of Reuben and the tribe of the children of Gad have received their inheritance, and the half-tribe of Manasseh has received its inheritance, verses 13 and 14, on the east side of the Jordan River. However, in Numbers 35, when cities were to be selected as Levitical cities, where the priests and Levites made their homes when they were not serving at the holy place, such cities were appointed on both sides of the river. See verses 1 to 5. As well, said the Lord, quote, among the cities which you will give to the Levites, you shall appoint 6 cities of refuge to which a manslayer may flee, and to these you shall add 42 cities. So all the cities you will give to the Levites shall be 48. These you shall give with their common land. Verses 6 and 7. Even though we sometimes settle for less than the Lord intended, he still acts in grace toward us. As Paul would put it, quote, if we are faithless, he remains faithful. He cannot deny himself. 2 Timothy 2:13. In fact, the 9.5 tribes west of the Jordan had 3 cities of refuge, and the 2.5 tribes east of the Jordan had 3 as well. These cities, equally distributed throughout the land and set on easily seen heights, had their gates open day and night, so a person who had accidentally killed someone could seek refuge from the near kinsman who would want to avenge the victim's death. There would then be a trial of peers in the city to determine culpability. God thinks of everything, doesn't he? The 7th place of refuge? Ah, we, quote, have strong consolation who have fled for refuge to lay hold of the hope set before us, even Jesus. Hebrews 6, verses 18 to 20.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.